This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Today is December 18th, 2014, and I'm with Darris McNeely, Associate Media Producer for the United Church of God and presenter for the Beyond Today television program. We'd like to talk to you about some positive developments in the United Church of God's proclamation work. How are you doing, Darris?
Doing fine, Vic. It's good to be with you on this podcast.
Well, it's great to be with you and great to talk to you about some of the things that we have just a little bit on the horizon with the United Church of God. The gospel message that we preach is timeless, but the way it's best proclaimed depends upon the technology and the various means of the time. The Apostle Paul made mention in Hebrews 1:1 about the fact that the message in Revelation that came from God was this: God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he also made the worlds. This is the way the book of Hebrews opens, saying that there were different means and personalities in the Old Testament that were used to proclaim the Messiah, and now the message is proclaimed in a different way. Just in our time, just in our lifetime, we have seen tremendous changes in the way that media has been used through radio, through public appearances, through television, through media being very, very hierarchical and consolidated to being very fragmented as it is today. And a lot of the effectiveness of whoever is preaching depends upon how they are recognized and how they are perceived in a very, very crowded market. And this is one area that the Council of Elders and the administration and media have been working together now for more than about 2.5 years and discussing how can we come across and be identified more clearly. One of the changes that we will be making will be the consolidation of our efforts into Beyond Today. And Darris will be talking to us a little bit about how we came to that name and the history of it. But one of the changes will be is that the magazine that we have held as our flagship, the Good News magazine, which started about the Feast of Tabernacles time in 1995, will change its name and will become part of a broader Beyond Today media effort. I was there on the Council of Elders, or the Board of Directors, which it was at that time, for the United Church of God, when the Good News was chosen. We had no magazine, we had no real identity, and we didn't know what to call ourselves. But we thought, in order to capitalize on name recognition from our past, that we would start with the Good News and used that as the main title, and a Magazine of Understanding, which was used also for another publication. We have come to the point now, after 19 years, and what we did was, at the beginning, consider the Good News to be just a temporary name. We were hoping that something else would emerge. But as time went on, as we had passed the 100-issue mark and then the 110-20-issue mark, we just became very comfortable with it. However, the name Good News on the internet and in public awareness, while it's a good name and a comfortable name that we cherish, is a name that is very difficult to really associate with us, since there are so many other Good News magazines. There are over 50 different publications that call themselves Good News. And if you type in Good News in any search engine, we will not be even near the top. We will be somewhere maybe on the first page, but we do not own the spot, and neither do we have really acceptable market share. However, names like Beyond Today, we have top billing on that if you type in Beyond Today in a search engine. So I told you a little bit about the history of how we got to the Good News magazine. I'd like to have Darris tell us a little bit about Beyond Today, because he was very much instrumental in the beginning of Beyond Today, which we had registered in 2007. He's been a presenter of many programs. I'd like Darris to tell us about Beyond Today.
Sure, I'd be glad to, Vic. I've been working with the Beyond Today television program now for 9 years as we began to produce it here at the home office in Cincinnati back in 2005. A little bit of history as to how we came to obtain the name Beyond Today. As you know, prior to 2005, there were a couple of other television efforts that were being done by local congregations out in the Northwest. They had a television program for cable access called Tomorrow. In Beloit, Wisconsin, they were doing a television program called Good News Television. And the decision was made in 2005 to consolidate into one effort produced out of the home office. We had a meeting in August of 2005 of individuals from both of those television programs, along with Peter Eddington and the administration at that time, to organize the new program and to choose a name. We talked for about 2 days, and we knew there were difficulties with using the Good News name at that time and Tomorrow because of prior use. And so we decided to come up with a new name. Actually, we chose a different name altogether that has long since been forgotten. It was a name called Future Focus for the new television effort. The Council of Elders, however, when they heard that name, they thought that something else would be better. And so we went back to the drawing board. And it was actually one of our employees at the time, Aaron Booth, working as our internet managing editor, who came up with the name Beyond Today. Aaron Booth came to, as he was thinking about a name for proclaiming the gospel on a television program, he started to look at life and people and experiences and how people tend to make decisions every day that impact their lives beyond the day. And sometimes those are good decisions, sometimes they're bad decisions. For instance, a person maxes out a credit card for something they just think they have to have, and they make a decision on impulse in a department store or online, not realizing that that's going to tie them up for perhaps many years of debt. And he began to think that we need to teach people how to think beyond today, and that every decision made impacts life. So he put that out to the council, and actually that's what the Council of Elders in 2005 chose as the name for the television program, and we've had it ever since. And so it became then the name, and it, you know, we all grew and adapted to that. But that's how it came to us. We developed it on an internal basis, and it was approved by the Council of Elders at that time, and it has grown to be a name that, not, as you said, we have trademarked it. We own that name. And when you do a search on Google, it comes up with us, the United Church of God. And our message and our products out there come right up on the front page of any search. And so making this change of putting the name of Beyond Today on the magazine that we print and distribute will just help consolidate the identity of the United Church of God and its effort and mission to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. So that's a little bit of that's how we got the name and have come down to this point. You know, it's going to give us just a tremendous leverage to have one name that we can recognizably say to the public, this is what the United Church of God is all about. We have really worked hard in recent years to identify a tone and a voice for the television program that has a strong message of repentance and warning, as well as a message of invitation that invites people to come and taste and see the Word of God, the benefits of God's way of life, and how we express that is something that we feel can be carried into the print and on the internet pages of our proclamation efforts and help the message to be more readily identified. We have had a lot of different product names over the years. We used to have World News and Prophecy as a prophecy publication. We've had a magazine called Vertical Thought for young people. And we've had many other products that we have put our work out under. And it just came to realize more than 2 years ago, as we looked at the media platforms that are available to us, that for a very small church, which the United Church of God is, with a very big message, it would help us to have just one recognizable name by which we could do that. It's not going to change the gospel, the message. I think it will give us a platform to be giving an even stronger, more compelling and effective message of the gospel to the audience that we have out there.
Thank you very much, Darris. I might just add, too, is that, you know, we have had the public appearance campaign here last September, and we went to media to look at advertising and so forth. And what we found is that we were very not much known in this area, and not even known in this part of town. And I believe that this will go a long ways towards making people more aware of us when you say, I'm from Beyond Today. You might just tell us a little bit about how you were introduced to a person and you had to explain who you were by giving several identities.
Right. Yeah. It's important that each of us have one name when we introduce ourselves to people. Victor Kubik, Darris McNeely, and we don't have multiple names on our calling card or business card. You and I had gone to your Rotary Club back in early September, late August to listen to a senior U.S. diplomat address the club on the subject of the Middle East, as he had been over in the Middle East, right in the midst of the problems with ISIS this past year. David Caudill, a senior U.S. diplomat, and he gave a very compelling talk, and you suggested that I go up and invite him to come to the home office to talk to with our staff and address the Ambassador Bible College students. So I approached Mr. Caudill, and I said, good morning. My name's Darris McNeely. I'm with the United Church of God. We have a publication called The Good News Magazine and a television program called Beyond Today. And it just hit me at that moment that I had given this man four different identities, not only my name, I actually had mentioned your name as well, four or five different identities, and he promptly forgot all of them. It was just a rash of names right out there. And how much easier would it have been to have just said, I'm Darris McNeely with Beyond Today, published by the United Church of God. We'd like to have you come and talk with us. And it would have been much simpler to introduce who I am and also what I represent with just one name rather than two or three. And I think you think about that across all of our products to get people to at least understand who we are as a church and what we are saying. Simplicity is going to help us do that. And one name and Beyond Today is what we've been with for all these years. And as we've said, we own that name. There's no other television program. There'll be no other magazine with that name. There'll be no other website with that name necessarily. We own it. It's ours. And it will help get information to people that is truth and that will help them improve their lives. And that's, at the end of the day, what the work of the United Church of God is all about, is preaching the gospel, giving people information that is biblical, true, and will help them know God and, in God's timing and way, prepare for their role as, you know, sons of glory in His kingdom.
I know that some people might wonder just exactly how the magazine, which we had called the Good News Magazine, fits with the telecast and so forth. The magazine will not be a subset of the telecast.
No.
Nor the telecast be a subset of the magazine. They will be consolidated into one product, Beyond Today, so that people can say, oh, they're the Beyond Today people. And that way immediately links the magazine with the telecast and perhaps other products that we release, public appearance campaigns, whatever, where people say, oh, that's the people from Beyond Today.
And readily linked with one step then to the United Church of God. The church is always going to be the producer of the content, the publications, the television, the entire message. And with Beyond Today carrying that, people are just one click away or one step away from understanding the church that is behind the organization. And it'll be much simpler, again, just for people to understand what we are saying, who we are, and what we're all about.
Some people also have been concerned that, well, we had the name Good News for such a long time, and they won't be able to find us anymore. And there was a fear that there's a strong base of people and there's a strong past of people that would be looking and searching for the Good News. The answer is that really people don't search for really almost any magazine. When they search on the internet, they search for content, for information. They want to know, when was Christ born? And that's what they'll type in. They're not concerned about where they get it. They just type it in, and they come onto our properties. Only less than a small percentage of 1% of people actually explicitly search for the Good News magazine. Otherwise, the hundreds of thousands and millions of unique visitors who come to us on what's called long-tail searches. They're looking for something, and we're hoping that once they come to us, that we can direct them to our other products, that if we have one product, if we have one name, it'll be easier for them to come back rather than to go here, there, and then try to figure out what the connection between all those is. So we're very positive about this. Also, we're very thankful that the Council of Elders has decided by a unanimous decision to support this project. We weren't quite ready for it 2.5 years ago, But right now we're in a condition in the church of peace, of stability, of a very positive outlook. And the staff and the media production personnel here are so excited about being able to work under this one umbrella. We also work, Darris is chairman of our content committee. We have four on that committee, Darris, myself, Peter Eddington, and Scott Ashley, who are talking and discuss content as it will relate and go over these borders of all these media efforts. And it'll just be a lot easier for us to be able to work together. The biggest thing is that we have a name, we have goodwill, we have a spirit of cooperation, and we are just very, very hopeful that God will continue to bless our efforts in getting a timeless message out, a message that's over 2,000, actually more than that, years old. Mm-hmm. Yet we, at sundry times and different times, God works in different ways. And we feel this is a very positive step for the future.
I think it will be. And one of the fears sometimes is expressed, Vic, is that what about the name Good News and all the past 19 plus years in the United Church of God where articles, content that we have put out under the name of the Good News, that's not going to be lost. No part of our effort of the last 20 years will be lost. All the articles that appeared as part of the Good News are on the internet. They will always be there. And when a person comes in looking for information about the Sabbath, the holy days, or any other fundamental teaching of the Bible, they will be directed to a past article from 1998 to 2003 or whatever that appeared in the Good News. That content will always be there for people to access. Nothing is going to be lost from any of the efforts that we've done. In fact, by doing this, this particular decision is going to help us leverage the dollars we spend in media to a greater extent because of the numbers of people who will be exposed and have access through the various means, the way the internet search works and the linking of all of this than it currently does or with multiple names. So we're going to be better using the dollars that we spend on media by doing this and leverage that, we pray, for a greater benefit for the church. So nothing's going to be lost. There is everything to gain as we move forward.
And also right now we're at a transition point even with the internet. We're about to release Mobile First, where our appearance will be geared for mobile devices, for tablets and for...
And that's the wave of the future, and I think people are really going to be excited when they see the work that the staff here has been doing for some time now to get that done. It's really going to make the experience of reading an article or a podcast or a Beyond Today television program that much more enjoyable on a smartphone, on a tablet device, and really it's going to be, I think, an eye-popper for people.
And I just wanted to once again reiterate the fact that we are not going to lose all the equity that we have had in the Good News magazine. We have one reason why we're rated so highly on the internet is because of the vast amount of content that we have. When people ask any number of questions that relate to theological questions, the Sabbath or whatever, we come up at the very top in so many of these areas. And by them then knowing that they can go to Beyond Today to get more information, that will really be an easier slip into that area.
Yeah, and one thing to always understand, our main website domain name is and will always be ucg.org. That is the main portal by which people will come into our vast web content. So everything is under that domain name, and that is what is at the top of the search rankings as we've been there. And we have every reason to expect that we will continue to increase in those rankings.
And Beyond Today as well will be very high, too. The way that the search engines are, the URL address line, is you don't have to go search someplace. You type it in right at the very top, Beyond Today. And we will be ahead of even beyondtoday.org or any other Beyond Today's because of the vast amount of content. Just to let you know just how much content we have, oftentimes I get questions, well, what do you say about such and such? I had some questions about divorce, for example, from a reader. Well, I just went to our website and typed in divorce, divorcing, or divorced, and it's 7,500 entries, 7,500 references to that in our literature. So all that will still remain. The name Good News will be there. We may use it in some other means, such as a section of the United News, whatever. We're still not totally sure. We talk about these things all the time. But again, we wanted to let you know and talk to our audience about the name change, because people, when they see the name change, may have questions as to why, how, what's the background. But believe me, we have been talking about that for many, many hours, and we just feel like we are at the beginning of something that can be very, very blessed in doing what God wants us to do in preaching the gospel and preparing a people in this end time.
Yeah, and this will be done over a period of 2 to 3 or 4 different issues of the magazine. It's not going to appear with the next issue that readers get in their mailbox. It will take a few months, but certainly by this time next year, but it'll be a very well-done, seamless transition.
Yes, we still have a lot of stationery that we have to get through. We have cover wraps for the Good News magazine that we want to use up, so to speak. And also, we don't want to alarm anybody with just some quick shift. It will take a little bit of effort. So it probably won't be till July, August at minimum, and most likely later. But we've had 19 years of the Good News magazine, and we're thankful that we had that name. It made people feel very comfortable and very proud, so to speak, for what we had. But we do feel that we need to use more modern methods to be able to reach.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to give us a lot of wonderful opportunity to do exactly that.
Well, thanks for joining us on Inside United. We hope that you come back and hear us again.
This has been a production of the United Church of God, an international association.